If you haven't noticed, KVNO is celebrating 50 years. That is right. We are old in Omaha, but we don't see ourselves as such. During this celebration, we have remembered important events in our past. We have been able to speak to some of the people who have been important characters of the station. With nearly four decades in radio, Omaha broadcaster Tom Becca sat down with Jeff Koterva in the KVNO studio. Not the same building, but the same station where Becca began his career in radio.
Man, this is such a rush to be here, to be honest with you. I mean, you're right. I was thinking about that as I'm walking across the campus, which has changed so much since I came to school in 1974. But I just know that my life would not have been the same had I not walked into that studio, the KVNO studio, back that fall afternoon of 1974.
Becca remembers when KVNO was starting. The format of the station was different from what it is now. Classical music ended at 10 p.m., and students were implementing new ideas. He felt innovative, like when he had a local live band at the station. Plans did not go well, and although he was proud of his idea, KVNO management did not feel the same way. But he says that the station was taking shape.
We didn't do a half bad job. It held up. It held up. So although it wasn't appreciated, much like all other great artists, I wasn't appreciated at my time, but it was a great experience. And I don't know what my life would have been like if I had not walked into that studio that day.
With his best experience in radio and TV, Becca still appreciates what live radio means to many, on both sides, listeners and broadcasters.
I love the stuff that I'm doing at Fox 42, and they're very good to me there. But at the same time, there is a magic. There's a connection that good radio can make with the audience. The mystery of the audio and the voice. I mean, what you can do, the moods with the music and with the information that you give out, the connection you can make with an audience on radio is one of the best. And, I mean, things have changed, so now I'm making that connection. I do a podcast with a friend of mine that is also a radio guy in St. Louis. He and I do a weekly podcast called Becca and Millhaven, Just Saying. So I'm still sort of keeping my, fingers on that. But at the same time, it's not the same as having that audience there live at the same time.
During this interview, both Koterva and Becca agreed on something. Live radio has magic.
What is it because there is a magic to radio, and I'm still in my first, year plus doing this, but there is something very magical being on this side of it. But as a listener, there is something magical about radio.
It's the imagination, I think, and something that we've lost with the internet. Because now you can know what every disc jockey looks like. You can know what everything, but then it was just this disembodied voice. And who were they? What do they look like? What's their life like? Now everything is on social media, so you can find out all that stuff if you really cared. But then there was just that friend, that voice.
Another important event at the beginning of KVNO. It was the first pledge drive, and Becca was there. At that time, he says that the phones did not ring much, but he says that thanks to the donors from there until now, KVNO prevails.
And I want to thank the people that are listening that have supported KVNO all these years, because while this is my story, there's been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of others that have followed. And what they do with the broadcast facility here at KVNO is an excellent broadcast facility. And thank you for supporting KVNO, because you're supporting some really good radio, and you're supporting the dreams of a lot of young people.
KVNO continues its celebration of 50 years, and we continue to remember the important people who had been part of our history. Stay tuned to follow this KVNO commemoration. From the KVNO Arts Desk and in collaboration with Jeff Koterva, I am Gabriel Escalera.